2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team here on the Couch Potato Sports Show in our preseason show brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. For all your realty needs, whether you're buying, selling a home, or just checking out the market, give Veronica a call at 469-939-9624. And tell her Sonny sent you.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team in our third year covering the Rowlett Eagles and their football team. And we are excited to be able to bring it to you yet again. Garland RSD approved. And that tells you a lot here, because a lot of teams and a lot of stations out there will cover just the Garland ISD itself. A lot of the radio stations will not cover just one team like we are. Hey, Sonny Clark's a Rowlett boy, so guess what? He's going to cover the Rowlett Eagles, and it's only fitting as well as the Couch Potato Sports Show has been taking on this endeavor. We started back with Stan Blackman and started with basketball, and we're able to prove ourselves, I guess you can say, and bring us into the football realm, because, I mean, we've been doing football for quite some time as we go back into indoor football over at the Allen Event Center, as me, Sonny Clark, was bringing you the play-by-play of the then Allen Wranglers, and then the last three seasons with the new team that took their place, the Texas Revolution. So it's been a kick, and it's been something that we enjoyed enjoy bringing you, and that's what we do, and doing the play-by-play is one of the things I like to do. And my color commentator, Bill Cerna, who joined us last year, got into the mix and brings a lot of things, such as numbers and statistics and things that Sonny doesn't think off the top of his head. And he's going to be more into that this year as he joins on full-time here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, bringing you that information. And sometimes when he brings a stat, it will make you think. And he did that with me as we did the Texas Revolution football games. He brings stats to me that are actually crazy. Things that you don't normally think about when you look at stats or look at numbers or how a team wins football games. So Bill Cerna definitely brings a added dimension to our play-by-play, and you're going to love him as he joined us last year. He got the nerves out. He's ready to rock and roll yet again. Your Rowlett Eagles last year, hey, let's be honest. This was a good football team last year. I'll tell you, I don't know what I expected, because when you looked at this football team last year, you looked at the history of what the Rowlett Eagles have done. They've been getting into playoffs for the last 8 years in a row, but not doing anything. This was the first year the Rowlett Eagles moved forward, took that step forward, and made it into the second round of the playoffs. And that, when you look at that, as far as what they've done as their history, that is definitely improvement. And they played a good football team as well in the Cotton Bowl. We'll be talking about all of that a little bit later. Plus, I'll be bringing you some of the highlights of those games as we go through this preseason show, talking a little bit about what happened as far as the Eagles in the playoffs. We'll be bringing you the highlights of those games and our call. So keep around and enjoy that as we go into our show here tonight, as we are on our 1,000th show here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And it's only fitting that we bring on the Rowlett Eagles here on this show. And the excitement that Rowlett is beginning to feel about this football team. And you can say what you want about it, but there is a young man that has created a lot of excitement in this town as far as football is concerned. And, of course, I'm talking about the quarterback, Logan Bonner. I mean, we can look at all the numbers, and we will be looking at all those numbers when Bill Cerna joins us here in a segment or two. But what Logan Bonner brings to this football team is a maturity. And I want to go back into their season last year. And when you were getting set and you were watching this team play, the first game you really loved what you saw. against Louisville. I mean, you really liked what they did with the Fighting Farmers. But what happened in that second game, if you were watching or keeping attention, you saw one Logan Bonner go down, and that right there, if you were watching, put a lot of panic in what you were going to expect, the expectations of the Rowlett Eagles. And you want to talk about a guy who's been able to handle the pressure, it's been Logan Bonner, but you're talking the second game where Logan Bonner goes down. So the whole picture of what the Rowlett Eagles were going to bring to other football teams is something like this. You expected him to win football games for you. Well, the Rowlett Eagles had to automatically, in the second game, make a quick left-hand turn instead of staying on that straight, narrow path of what they were thinking about doing. And, folks, they got a lot of help. And when Logan Bonner wasn't out, if you looked at the quarterback numbers, obviously there weren't anything to write home to mama about. And those that listen to the show know I'm not criticizing. It's just wasn't what they were expecting. But what happened in that frame when Logan Bonner went down, I think we found a deep meaning of this football team. And what I mean by deep meaning is that when one guy goes down, another guy steps up. That's been the motto of any football team, whether it be high school, the pony leagues, or going all the way up to college, all the way into the professional ranks. When one guy goes down, you take that step forward and you step in and you have to play as good as you can, if not the same or better. And no offense to the guys that filled in, they just didn't get that. But what they did is they got to step up at other positions, and I found that really, really interesting as the Eagles really looked at it and they were going to go ahead and depend on Logan Bonner to win football games. Well, guess what? They didn't need, not necessarily need him. They, of course, they needed him, but guess what? They were winning football games without him in the lineup. And the guys that stepped forward in the running back position, the defensive side of the ball, you saw a team that decided not to use excuses to lose football games, but figure out a way to win. And when you look at your Rowlett Eagles, you can't ask for any more than that, especially at the second game you lose your starting quarterback. It was just amazing on what happened out on the football field and what Doug Stevens was able to do in order to get these guys back and get them motivated. So here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to jump into a commercial. We're going to hear from Veronica Warwick of One Warwick Realty, our fine sponsors here. We're going to hear from her and some of our other sponsors. But when we come back, I want to go a little bit into detail and talk about that when we come back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network.
A home is not a home because of its room dimensions or the colors on the wall. It's about how you feel when you walk through the front door and the way you can instantly envision your life unfolding there.
Veronica Warwick utilizes the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find the solutions that are tailored to you. Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Give her a call at 469-939-9624, and tell her Sonny sent you.
Ready for the start.
We can never make talking about insurance as exciting as the Kentucky Derby. However, we can make it interesting to find out how much money you can save on car insurance. Check out Costlow Insurance located at Main Street and Rowlett Road, or check them out on the web at costlowinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
There may have been a time when the ups and downs of the stock market were exciting. But if you're retired or near retirement, for you, that time has passed. A predictable return, a predictable income and security may not be exciting, but your needs have changed. When you're ready for a more predictable instead of exciting financial plan, call Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, where we specialize in crafting financial strategies that aren't exciting, but effective. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Visit them on the web at nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. And Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles. In our next segment, we're going to bring in the Eagle Eye himself, Bill Cerna, as we're going to take a look and go a little bit more in depth with some of the numbers and things of that sort, some of the things that he is really an expert at bringing out, and you're going to enjoy the Eagle Eye himself. But I wanted to talk a little bit about what happened last year, because we talked about what happened and went to game number two. And I found it really interesting as they started off this season back on August 29th as they took on Louisville. This was the game on the road in Louisville where they got a 24-21 victory. And that game actually kind of seen the Rowlett Eagles, you know, getting started, you know, shaking the rust off. And the fact of the matter is when you took a look at what they did in Louisville, you were happy that they got the win, even though it was one of those games where you wish that they were obviously, you kind of hoped that they would just blow them out. And that just didn't happen. But it ended up being okay because they were going into the second game with the victory. Now, granted, this wasn't a district game, but they are all important even outside the district as far as getting the victories. That overall number comes in when you look at tiebreakers if need be, and that was a game that they needed to get outside the district. And I was pretty happy with that whole situation as far as what you've seen in the Rowlett Eagles in that game. But it happened back on September 4th, and I'm talking about a game where we saw Logan Bonner, and in the first quarter, everybody was happy. The Rowlett Eagles got out to that quick start, 21-0, just handing it to Lake Highlands. And then what happened is we saw what we hoped as far as our expectations of our football team have that little bump in the road, and that was the injury to Logan Bonner. But you looked at this football team and what ended up happening. It was a non-conference game, which was an important game in reality. Now, granted, everybody's looking at district. You want to do good in district. But these games that were outside the district could have had a play when it came toward the end of the season and vying for the actual positioning for the playoffs. But Lake Highland came back after the Logan Bonner injury. And that Logan Bonner injury was very evident in the second quarter, as the Eagles only scored 6 points in that second quarter. Then in the third quarter, they only scored 3. However, in the third quarter, even though they only scored 3 points, what the big difference is that we saw a step up of the defense in that football game. We saw the guys coming together. They realized that it was going to be a hard-fought game to get out of there with the victory, that they needed Logan Bonner, you know, that whole idea of him not being in the lineup out of their mind. And the defense were able to do it because they held Lake Highland only 6 points in the third quarter. So when you looked at the third quarter, you seen that they were down without not having Logan Bonner in the lineup, but you trusted in the defense. And I think this was a suck-up game for this defense. This defense came out and they took no for an answer and said, we are going to win this football game if we got to do it themselves. And this comes from coaching, folks. I'm telling you, Doug Stevens and his coaching staff,
took that step to get to the players and let them know what they needed to do, what their expectations were now that the quarterback position was, you know, one of those sore thumbs that everybody knew if you didn't have Logan Bonner in the lineup, and no disrespect to the guys that stepped in, you know, the expectations for Logan Bonner to have a big game, obviously going off 21-0 in the first quarter, told you what this game was supposed to be, and that was to be a victory. But the defense held in the fourth quarter. Although they gave up 14 points, the Eagles were able to get into the end zone and get the victory and get out of there with that two-point victory. So they get out and they toughen it up in that game. And folks, I will tell you, as the guy that was calling this game, when you've seen what the actual attitude of this football team was after they lost their star, let's be honest, when you lose Logan Bonner, you lose your quarterback, you lose a guy that brings the points to you, there has to be other ways to win football games, and that defense definitely stepped in that Lake Highland game. And so when they took the field at Keller, they got blown out of the water, and that was just a game where nothing was going to be... when you looked at the defense held Keller to 28 points. Now, granted, that's some points. There was just no offense because they weren't able to figure it out. But they took the loss in that game. And this one was one when we looked at this game and how we felt going into it, we didn't feel confident because you didn't have a full Logan Bonner. The backup quarterback, you know, wasn't ready to rock and roll, wasn't ready to take the field. And when you looked at that and how everything, you had Dylan Watts in there playing the game, unfortunately, it just didn't happen for him. And then you had some other guys, Matt Peel and Kenny Fashad, that filled in as well. And that's... be honest, they're just not, they weren't Logan Bonner. Logan Bonner was geared for this. This was what he was supposed to do. So, as I saw that game in Keller, when we went to call it, and this was a game right here at home, you wanted to see him be able to put it out on the field. It just wasn't there. But when they started district play with Lakeview Centennial, they were going into that game 2-1 out of the district. That two games were going to be all important in reality, so it kind of really worked out for them. But then they came and got the victory with the Lakeview Centennial Patriots, 21-17, and it was one of those games where you didn't know if the game was going to end up with the victory. Just when you looked at Lakeview Centennial, they had no offense, and the Rowlett Eagles had just enough. So now you got the Keller game without your quarterback. You get Lakeview Centennial a little bit with, you're looking to bring Logan Bonner back, and they did, and they brought him back slow, and they're so smart because it was the next game, the next week. I turned this season completely around. And folks, I'll tell you this, because when you looked at what happened out on the football field, the Eagles got the victory over Lee, yes. But I'm going to tell you, it was one of those games, when you went into this game, you saw what was coming. You saw what this team had done the week before and how important it was in the Sachse game. The Lee Red Raiders beat Sachse 62-49. Quarterback ran for like 7 touchdowns, if I remember correctly. So when you went into this game, you were nervous. And this is where this season, I think, turned for the Rowlett Eagles. And it was the most important game of the season. And I say that because, yes, they got the victory 35-30, but you also saw a slowing coming back. And I'll put it out there, you didn't see Logan Bonner 100%, and this team was able to get it done. And they got it done defensively. Even though they gave up 30 points, defensively, this was a football team that was crazy good, whether it was Brown or Aminihu, who was back in the backfield so much, and we're going to talk about that with the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna here in a few moments. But that was the game where you saw the
change of attitude with Logan Bonner and the defense playing as well as they always did all year long, and slowly got Logan Bonner back in it and the big victory against the Lee Red Raiders. And that was the game, I think, that turned this football team around. So when you looked at the Rowlett Eagles, you got the guys that were stepping in. It's stepping up big time in Logan Bonner's absence, and the defensive side of the ball, some crazy name. But I'm going to tell you something about Charles Amenahu. He's sitting right now and going to be playing college for the Texas Longhorns. If he doesn't make the football field this year, he will definitely be making the football field next year, because that guy is so quick in the backfield, just crazy good. Just crazy good. And so the expectations of that football team, you know, now that we know where he's at, we're kind of hoping some big things there for Texas. But Logan Bonner, 171 out of 308, 55% passing, 2,177 yards now. We talked about his touchdowns, 19 touchdowns. I'm telling you, if this guy was completely healthy for the three or four games, this guy had 26, 27 touchdowns in him. 8 interceptions. That's it. 8 interceptions. I'm telling you, that was huge, especially against the Lee Red Raiders. That victory against that Lee Red Raider football team, Logan Bonner, he came to play. He wasn't 100%, but he got the job done. And how about guys that stepped up on the offensive side of the ball? And I'm going to go to, you know, looking at a guy that stepped in because he had to run the football, and him and Kobe Morrow, Ladarius Dickens, a sophomore. This guy is going to be something to look at for the next 3 years. You're going to be happy. You get to see him here as a junior and a senior next year. So you get him for 2 more years. You're going to love this guy if you keep your eye out for number 20. And then Kobe Morrow, I mean, he just handled the football. This was the guy that got the rock, and he was the one that put the yards out on the football field at 947 yards and 8 touchdowns rushing the football. And then on the other side of it, he also had a touchdown receiving, 26 touches, 221 yards. I mean, Kobe Morrow definitely made a big-time step and made himself. And so Ladarius Dickens, you get to use him in the kicking game. He will return the ball. He will run the ball if he needs to. He will also, you know, catch the football, definitely. And a guy that I think, if hopefully everything works out well, Nick Johnson, crazy. And I think he was a junior, so I think we might, and Bill Cerna knows a little bit more about Nick Johnson. Hopefully we get one more year of him. That was a guy, he might have been a senior. I'll take a look at that on the other side. But that was crazy good what Nick Johnson did for the Rowlett Eagles. So here's what we're going to do now. Is we're going to take another quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to hear from Veronica Warwick and Warwick Realty. And when we come back, we're going to take a listen to some of the highlights of the Rowlett Eagles in Baylor for that victory in the first round of the playoffs. And then we're going to bring in the Eagle Eye himself, Bill Cerna, but let's hear from Veronica Warwick and Warwick Realty here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network. We'll be right back.
A home is not a home because of its room dimensions or the colors on the wall. It's about how you feel when you walk through the front door and the way you can instantly envision your life unfolding there.
Veronica Warwick utilizes the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find the solutions that are tailored to you. Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Give her a call at 469-939-9624, and tell her Sonny sent you.
After a long day with kids, or a long day at work, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook in this heat? But fast food isn't the answer. Neither are pizza joints. How about something healthy? Try Angel Creation Catering, specializing in hot, healthy, and delicious meals for a family. Whether it's one meal a week or 2 meals a week, take the pressure off of your family. Take the pressure off of you. So after the day has you worn out, give Angel's Creation Catering a call at 972-897-2923. Call an angel for a taste of heaven. Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all. Whether it's NRA-certified classes,
Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies-only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. And as promised, we're going to go ahead and listen to some of the highlights of your Rowlett Eagles in the first round of the playoffs last season against the Kylene Shoemaker Gray Wolves here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the coverage of your Rowlett Eagles varsity football team.
Coverage of your Rowlett Eagles in the Texas State Playoffs as they are at McLean Stadium here. Their stadium just opened this year, brand new facility. And this playoff game is out and going. It's going to be a squib kick and it's going to be handled. And hit one of the Gray Wolves players, and the Rowlett Eagles say they got the ball as it was a squib kick, and they hit one of the players right in the back of the head, it looked like. And the Rowlett Eagles are saying they got the ball. Let's see what the referees are going to be calling. And they say the Rowlett Eagles have got the ball. So they get the ball after the kick. So the Rowlett Eagles now, they're going to place this ball down at 19-yard line. Handling the kicking duties here is Josh Williams. Ball is down, kick is up, and it is good. So your Rowlett Eagles have taken a 3-0 lead here with 9 minutes and 8 seconds left to go here in. And the Rowlett Eagles marched it down the field and put 3 up on the board. Was going to fake it. Now he's going to start running. That's a Maryland ball intercepted by the Rowlett Eagles at the 48-yard line. Brown on the interception, and the Rowlett Eagles turn the Gray Wolves away without being able to get up on the board. Fourth down and 12 for the Rowlett Eagles. Two running backs in the backfield for the Eagles. Bonner takes the step back, and he goes ahead and puts a little pooch kick, and it begins to roll, and it's rolling, and rolling, goes out of bounds at the 5-yard line of the Gray Wolves. Another good kick, bad field position for the Gray Wolves to start off this run. So that brings up fourth down, and about 8. Ball on the 48-yard line. Bonner takes the step back after he gets the step, puts the pooch in, and it's going to roll, and it's going to roll, and keep rolling. I love it. Down at the 13-yard line. So the Rowlett Eagles again unable to get
here
very much.
Fourth down for the Gray Wolves. Thomas gets the snap, trying to go around. He's going to get pressure in the backfield. He's brought down, turnover on down at the 22-yard line. Big time hit for your Rowlett Eagles as Thomas found absolutely nothing on that far side.
In this first half, they are set like they're going to go for it. Logan Bonner looking. Now he takes the step back. Goes ahead, puts a little kick into this one. This one's going to float up there as well. But this one is going to be stopped that day. How about that? The 5-yard line. Dylan Watts getting down the field really quick. And as Logan Bonner gets the snap, hands it off to Johnson. He pushes his way in. He doesn't quite get touchdown. Wow, Ed Eagles. He was stopped on the one. I didn't think he got in. He must have stretched the ball over. Here comes the replay as he was in a mess of Gray Wolves. And actually, he broke the tackle and got in for the touchdown. That's going to back him up, and that's going to do it for the first half. So your Rowlett Eagles are going to go in at halftime with a 10-0 lead. So how about the Rowlett Eagles?
Hi, this is Mayor Todd Gottschall of the city of Rowlett. I am so excited about the upcoming playoff game and wanted to wish the Rowlett Eagles the best of luck. I know you guys will do well. You've had a great year so far. And they continue to carry the Rowlett pride all the way down to Baylor.
We want to give a shout-out to our Eagle, Trenton Gordon, number 14. Go hard and have fun. Love Mom, Dad, and Robbie. Congrats to our 2014 Eagles for making the playoffs. We wish you luck in playoffs, and we want to make a special shout-out to our son, Junior Chavez, who is on the team. We wish you and your team the best of luck. We love you guys.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my favorite Eagle, number 51, Christian Gardner, offensive lineman. You and your dad and I are proud of all of your hard work.
Shout-out to Logan Bonner and Lauren Van Cleve. Go Eagles from Brindle's Bakery and Cupcake Couture.
Hey, Eagles, this is Dean at Rowlett Computer Repair across from the Rowlett Post Office. Just wanted to say congratulations on making it into the playoffs. take it to the next level and kick some Colleen Shoemaker butt.
This is CC Speaker Rowlett. I want to give a shout-out to the boys of the Rowlett football team. Good luck in the playoffs this year.
Hi, this is Mary at City Blends Healthy Cafe right here in the heart of Rowlett, Texas. Just want to give a shout-out to our Eagles varsity football team. We're going to the playoffs this Saturday in at Waco, Texas, and we're going to be playing in the at Baylor Stadium, so come by and see us and root on the Eagles. Go Rowlett Eagles!
Go Eagles from Kiki's Authentic Mexican Restaurant.
Hi, this is David Jampler from ACG Medical Supply. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Eagles. Way to go, guys. Good luck.
Hey, Rowlett Eagles. This is Monica Carr over at the thrift store in Rowlett, right next to the Rowlett Police Department. Very excited to hear you all going to the playoffs. Congratulations on that. Good luck. Go Eagles. Woo!
Hey, this is Trisha from Treasured Blossoms Flower Market. We wanted to give a shout-out to Rowlett High School's football team for making it to the playoffs. Way to go. Good luck.
This is a big congratulations to the Rowlett Eagles for making the 2014 Texas State Playoffs. This is Brandon Jenkins from Anytime Fitness. Go Eagles!
For the Eagles, again, two running backs in the backfield, Morrow and Johnson, with the two wide receivers set. And in motion, there's Jones, gets the snap, it's on the ground. No, it was a quick snap. Trying to figure out what happened. The ball was on the ground. They're saying the Grey Wolves have it. The ball never got to Logan Bonner, and it hit the ground, and that's exactly what happened. They're showing that here on the replay. In motion, that was Jones. He was in motion, and it hit him, and the Grey Wolves recovered the football. On the recovery, there was Rod Windermere, and that brings up fourth down, and they're going to have to kick this ball, and they're going to be in their own end zone. Rowlett Eagles, as fast as they get into the backfield, that could be a good time for a safety. Gets the snap. Ball's on the ground, and the Rowlett Eagles are going to sack him before a safety. The Rowlett Eagles, after the bad snap, Waves couldn't get the ball. Here comes the first down for your Eagles. Gets the snap. Ball's up on the ground, and the Wildcat was Dickens, and he lost it, and trying to get up on that. Looks like the Grey Wolves got it. And let's see what they're going to call. There's no indication out on the football field. I thought I saw a clean that the Grey Wolves got it, and that's what they're calling. The Grey Wolves get the ball on the ground.
Grey Wolves have the ball.
Here we go. Ball snap. Ball's on the ground. The Rowlett Eagles are going to recover it. Wolford picks it up. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles on the bad snap could not be handled there by Thomas, and he was trying to pick it up. And what a great play by Windermere. He was the one that put the block on Thomas to where he was unable to pick the ball up, and then Roper just took it in for the touchdown.
Rowlett Eagles threatening a blitz. They back off it. Ball is snapped, and he's going to be sacked back at the 12-yard line.
Windermere was putting the pressure on him big time. Santiago unable to evade him, and there goes the sack. And the Rowlett Eagles just keep backing up. It's third and 30 for Santiago and the Grey Wolves. Four wide receivers set, three on the far side, one on the near. Santiago rolling on the far side, and he's going to be sacked, and the ball's on the ground. Picked up by the Rowlett Eagles. That was Bauer after the fumble picks it up. And the Eagles are going to have the ball first down and goal at the 7. Oh, they move it to the 8-yard line.
The ball's placed on the 3-yard line. Here come the Eagles. Two wide receivers and two running backs in the game. They go ahead and hand the ball off. Morrow, he's going to push it in. I'm looking for the signal.
And they're not giving it yet. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles, they get in for the touchdown as Morrow pushed his way in. And holding his arm for your Rowlett Eagles. And the Rowlett Eagles, they got the victory here tonight, 33-6, in a game that in the first half was a little slow, especially offensively.
This
is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Chang Lee's Taekwondo in Rowlett. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, our mission is to spread the art of Taekwondo to everyone who's willing to learn with an open mind and train with enthusiasm. Our goal is to instill you a healthy lifestyle with a disciplined mind and body. At our school, we strive to provide a professional, warm, welcoming, and educational environment for all, and you will learn and advance at your own pace. That's at Chang Lee's Taekwondo, located at 2212 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 100 in Rowlett, or give them a call at 963-506-4483, or check them out on the web at www.mychanglees.com. Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. You just got done listening to the highlights of the Kyleen Shoemaker Gray Wolves game as the Rowlett Eagles got the victory there at Baylor at McLean Stadium. And unfortunately, we didn't have the Eagle Eye there with us, but I got the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna online to talk a little bit about the Rowlett Eagles last season and what we can expect this year. How you doing tonight, Bill?
Good, Sonny, and that was the only game I missed all year, and I tell you what, that was one thing I loved to be at.
Yeah, that was a game, and plus a beautiful stadium that Baylor's got going on over there. It's the first year of McLean Stadium, and they held a lot of playoff games there for the Texas State High School playoffs, so that was cool to get the experience. It was a cold day, and in fact, I remember the 2 days before that, it froze over, and I was worried. I thought I'd have to drive down there, take the night, and in order to do it so I could drive really, really slow, but it warmed up just enough to where we could get it there, and we got the game in on a cold night. It was a good game. It wasn't much of an offensive, you know, juggernaut for the Rowlett Eagles going into that game into the playoffs there, Bill.
Yeah, and they actually started off really slow in that game.
Yep.
You know, they went in that game being favored against Kyleen, but Kyleen definitely hung with them, and you know, Rowlett didn't take control of that game like most people expect.
Yeah, that game took over defensively, really, as they got the turnover, the fumble touchdown after the Gray Wolves fumbled the football. But let's go back in time a little bit, Bill. As, you know, your first year in the booth with me, as we were calling the Rowlett Eagles, and going into the season, I've been kind of talking a little bit about the expectations, because the year before that, we've seen a Logan Bonner who was beginning to make a name for himself, taking himself in for the Rowlett Eagles at the quarterback position. When you stepped into the booth, getting ready to call this, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, I think the expectations for the Eagles were quite high going into the season.
Yeah, with having a leader like Logan Bonner, and, you know, coming off a sophomore season, putting up the numbers that he did, there was a lot of expectations. But what we did see in that first game against the Farmers from Louisville was, you know, you took somebody with that caliber with inexperienced receivers, and they struggled in the beginning. You know, they squeaked by in that game 24-21, and a lot of it had to do with the inexperience of the receiver corps. You know, they're a lot of young guys, and they just weren't used to that velocity that Bonner threw. So it took a little getting used to in that game for them to get used to Bonner's arm. But they finally started going in sync until that next week when Bonner did get that injury.
Yeah, and that's and I looked at that game, and we saw that game up until that point where he got injured. The Rowlett Eagles were up 21-0 in that game right there in the first quarter before Logan Bonner did get hurt, and the Lake Highlands started to come back. But what we saw in that game, and I was talking a little bit briefly, is we've seen the guys step up. Although they didn't get the quarterback play, we saw the running game start kicking in and the defense start making their statement of what you could see for the rest of the year in that Lake Highlands game, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, we come from a district that defense was kind of thrown out the window because there's such great offenses in our district. So, you know, for us to have that defensive presence. So, you know, we had a senior laden defense last year, so they definitely stepped up on key plays throughout the whole season. They definitely made key plays to hold on to games, and that was exactly what happened at Lake Highlands. Like you mentioned, you know, the Eagles got off to a quick start with Logan Bonner, but once he went down, you know, the Eagles kind of they kind of struggled trying to put something together because there was something that they were not prepared for.
And I think when the game that really helped them in reality, although they got really beat up in that game, 28-0 loss to Keller, but what I think we saw in that game is guys learning to step up. We saw, and I think the emergence of Danius Dickens really showed up in that game because of the fact that they didn't have it. Someone else had to step up, and I thought it was kind of interesting, yet a sophomore that was Logan Bonner the year before that, you get another guy that takes the step up, and LaDainian Dickens, number 20 for your Rowlett Eagles.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, they also made a change at the quarterback. You know, they did bring in Matt Peel during that Lake Highlands game and started him with the Keller game, but when he did struggle, that's when they brought in Kenny Frechette, and which was another sophomore, and he definitely stepped up too, more so with his running game than what he did with his arm, but it definitely made a difference, and I think that definitely gave a little bit more confidence until Logan was able to get back on the field.
Yeah, and Logan was able to get back on the field in the Lake View Centennial game where they got the victory, and he just got his feet underneath him. They won that game 21-17. But really, in reality, I think the season changer was the next game, the Lee Red Raiders.
The
week before that, the Red Raiders handed the Sachse Mustangs a big-time loss in division play. And we were expecting some big, big things from the Red Raiders, and the Rowlett Eagles just really snuffed out that offense.
Yeah, and that's where the defense really stepped up because they really set the standard. Because, yeah, I don't remember what the quarterback's name, but didn't he have like 7 touchdowns the week before against Sachse? I mean, he just went crazy on the ground and also in the air. So, the defense really did shut him down and really set the standard the course of that game for the Eagles.
Yeah, I think, and I say it was the statement game, I think, of the year, because you looked at everything that was going on as far as the Rowlett Eagles were concerned to that point. We were still kind of wondering what we were going to get from Logan Bonner coming off of that injury, because he really didn't put a lot of, and I don't want to say he didn't put a lot of effort, but the game was not up on his shoulders in Lakeview. But that game, and it was the fourth quarter, we seen Logan Bonner. It was almost like someone flipped the switch, and then Logan Bonner was the Logan Bonner that we've seen for the rest of the year in that fourth quarter in Lee, which took him into the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. That definitely did wake him up. And there was a few times along the way for the remainder of the year where he did get hit, and we held our breath. I remember the Rockwall game where he got hit took him out of the game again. Matter of fact, the player that hit him actually got thrown out of the game because of that hit. You know, you held your breath. But I tell you what, that guy was a fighter. He was a leader for that team, and he showed why just by how he handled the rest of the year. And, you know, he was never 100% for the rest of the year, but you saw a glimpse of him at 100%.
it was Zach Hall, the Raiders quarterback, that did the damage. And he and also played basketball for the Red Raiders as well, because we were calling the basketball game. And I was like, I know that name, Zach Hall.
Yeah.
So he double-lettered going in there. But really, when the Rockwall game was an important game, because really, you look at rivalries, and I'm sorry, when they went ahead and got Rockwall in the same division, I think that is a great game as far as, you know, they're just across the bridge from each other. And we were at that game. We were calling that game actually outside, and I actually really enjoyed that call. But you're right, the shot that Logan Bonner took, frankly, I remember the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna, if he was down on the field, he would have had some few words for the referees. But really, happened in that game was really, we kind of wondered if it was something that was done on purpose at the time. I remember that play.
I do too, and that's why I got so hot under the collar, and I think I was in therapy for about 3 weeks because of that. it was. As a matter of fact, when that player got thrown out, the head coach for Rockwall was definitely giving him an earful as he took him off the field, because even the coach of that team realized what that player had done was just inappropriate and unexcusable. But you know what? They're kids. You know, it's a learning experience, and I'm sure that guy, you know, in the long run, I'm sure regrets the way it was handled. But it was a turning point, and you know, like I said, at that time when that happened, I thought, that's going to be a season now. I can't see him coming back from that. But sure enough, next week with Name and Force, he was right back on that field again.
Yep. Yeah, 44-0. They got that victory there. But the loss in overtime, I think the best game that they lost was against the Garland Owls, as we were calling that game over from Williams. I thought that was a really good quality game coming from both sides. And Garland also made it into the playoffs. They played at Baylor. Actually, they played the game before the Rowlett Eagles took the field. And they actually lost that game. But I think that was probably a game where it was smash-mouth football, and going into the overtimes, that was probably the most exciting game of the season, even though they took the loss at Williams against the Owls.
And you know what? And it was a fun game. It was a fun game to watch. Yep. It was a fun game to call. You know, just the atmosphere there. You know, we had fans all around us. We were inside the press box, but you know, we were right outside the fans, and it was just a fun game, exciting game, great plays. I think Garland made some great adjustments, because you know, the Eagles got out early on him, and that Garland team made some adjustments to come back in that second half to take it into overtime.
And I think, and the fact that they made the adjustments and they got tied up, you know, that might have been a game where they might have let it down. But all in all, a great season for our Rowlett Eagles. And looking at the numbers, it was Logan Bonner. He was 171 for 308 yards, 55.5% passing completed, 2177 in the yardage. The 19 touchdowns, a little low, but I think when you take a look at the game where he got hurt, you had about three games where you didn't get the Logan Bonner, I think you could have seen about a 27, maybe even a 28 touchdown yards, touchdown passing for Logan Bonner. Only 8 interceptions. Really a good season for him, considering the injuries that he withstood.
Yeah, absolutely. And then with the numbers that he put up in his sophomore year, well, I mean, we were excited for his junior and see what kind of numbers he's going to put up. But, you know, with that coming into this year, having him back 100%, a lot of eyes are going to be on him outside of the Rowlett community. So, you know, it's really curious of what to see, what he's going to bring for this season.
Yeah, and then we get to see what is going to happen. He has committed to Arkansas State to play football for them. That is a big-time signing, going to Division I. He has been scouted by at least 7 schools that I know of, as I follow his mom on Facebook. So I got to see everything that was going on. A young man that got the opportunity to take a look at some of the other schools that were out there for him, and he – committed to Arkansas State, but if we got one more year, I'm sure someone else is going to probably put something there. So I wouldn't surprise me if he ended up maybe not necessarily, you know, taking back at the commitment, but maybe an opportunity at a different school, depending on what happens this year. So let's take a look at that, and let's ask Logan Bonner, senior year. This is the year that I think you take a look at the Rowlett Eagles. I think they make it, depending, obviously, on his health, but this is a situation. The years before last year, Rowlett Eagles, one and done in the playoffs last year, make it 2 years. I think this is the upcoming season where we can see him take a big-time, you know, push into the playoffs and make it even further.
You know what, and going into the season, looking at this team, I see a lot of the Rockwall Jackets from last year with this year's team, because we bring back, you know, obviously our leader in Logan Bonner, but we also bring back our top two running backs. We bring back five of our six top receivers. So we bring back a lot of depth on that offense. We do have to make a few replacements on the offensive line, but for the most part, we're bringing back most of that offense. So a lot like the way Rockwell was. Rockwell was just, you know, getting in track races with teams and beating them 60-55. Our defense is what we're going to have to really be concerned with, because we did lose a lot last year with the Minnehue on that defensive end. So there's going to be some big spots to fill on the defensive end, but defensive side. But offense wise, it's going to be a fun season to watch this team.
Definitely. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to hear again from our sponsor of our preseason game, and it's going to be the pregame shows. It's Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. We're going to take step in, listen from her and some of our other sponsors, and we'll be back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to talk a little bit about the defense, and then let's take a look at what the Rowlett Eagles got looking forward to them in the 2015-2016 season. We'll do that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network. We will be right back.
With over 25 years of experience, Stevens Sons Heating and Air Conditioning have received many awards and recognition, including Angie's List and the Best of Rowlett. Ask about our yearly preventative maintenance plan that includes two visits to your home for one unit for $155 and $245 for two units. Mention you heard this ad on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast and receive an extra 10% off. Give them a call at 972-475-3227 to set up an appointment, or check out their website at StevensonsHVAC.com.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, along with the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. He joined us last year in the booth for all the games, except one, like he missed the one in Baylor, but a great addition as he is able to see some of the things that I'm not able to see. But when you take a look at the Rowlett Eagles, you know, we talked with this last segment about the quarterback, but we really got to take a look at some of the guys, as some of the younger guys that stepped up, and it happened in that game where they had to step up after Logan Bonner went down. But Darius Dickens, I think, is one of these guys that I think that could be a great big spark plug for this football team on the offensive side of the ball, because he has the abilities to make the plays, whether he's running the ball or if he's in the wide receiver position, or for that matter, how about this? How about special teams getting the kickoff returns? I think this guy is going to be a really big thing for the Rowlett Eagles.
Well, and then a lot of the last season, they try to keep away from him on the kickoffs. You know,
yeah, they did.
A lot of teams kick that short kick where really all we had opportunity to do was a fair catch it. So they knew it, and that's when he was a sophomore. So imagine how he's going to be this year if he gets that ball. And, you know, putting both him and Marlowe they're deep to return is some definitely two guys that it's going to be hard to bring down.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some big-time plays and some big excitement coming from him. I think he is that firecracker that, I mean, you get the Logan Bonner, that's going to be good for you, but you got to offset it. You got to get an opportunity to get the ball to somebody, so I think Dickens is going to be one. But I think we're going to see some big steps, and the big steps I'm talking about, I think Dylan Watts is going to be a big part of the offense in the wide receiver position. Josh Lewis, another guy, he's a senior this year. I think he's going to be a guy that steps up on the offensive side of the ball as far as the wide receiver side. I think we got our number one, number two, number three in the area because you add in Quentin Stinton. I think that's going to be really big for him as well.
Well, and they're not big guys. They're not big stature like you see with a lot of receivers, but they're quick. And I think the timing and spending over a year with Logan Bonner and getting the timing and that connection between the receiver and quarterback is going to come in handy. These guys have great hands, and with the right routes and the directions they're going, it's going to be very exciting to watch these guys on the offensive side.
I think offensively, I think it's going to be an explosion. But like you said, some losses. Charles Omenihu, he's going to be heading over there playing for Texas in the Longhorns, so we'll be able to keep track of him. I wonder if he's going to make it into the lineup as a freshman. But that was a guy that was getting in the backfield really quick, and that was one of the things that we've seen. This guy, he could close on the quarterback or running back running away from him. The fact that they lose a big guy like that, someone's going to have to step up, and I'm just wondering, could it be, you know, some other guys, maybe not on the defensive line, but maybe, how about Jared Elmore? I think this is a guy that's going to be really big on the defensive side, and he's going to be one of those leaders because he made a lot of great big plays last year.
Yeah, and then when you get into the secondary, we're having a Dylan Bauer and a Trenton Gordon. I think you do got some leaders back there to help out in the secondary. So you're right. They've got some big shoes to fill on the defense side. So that's the question mark in coming to the season is how are they going to roll out the season and really stop them on the defense side like they did last year.
I think we'll see a little bit of Colby Carey as well as Betts on the defensive insides, one on each side. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how those young guys are going to step in now because we lost a lot on the defensive side of the ball. And the question I look at, and I'm going to pose it to the eagle-eyed Bill Stern himself. You know, the defense, does it take a step back in this season as they go up, or is this a team that's able to go ahead and continue what they started last year and be dominant on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I think with not having many returning players, but you do have a lot of talented players. You know, when you have a Jalen Penn there in your linebacking core to really take a leadership role. You know, Coach Stevens is always going to have him ready. You know what? He adjusts to the talent that he has, and I think, you know, they're probably going to have their early season struggles on the defensive side, but that's what non-conference is for. You know, you definitely take those games and really adjust to how you're going to get into this district play. So, you know, I think the first three games are really going to see what we have to offer on the defensive side.
Yeah, and with Elmore being what he did on the defensive side of the ball, he led the linebacking crew. Betts and Terry are going to be there. But another guy that's going to step up defensively, I think Gordon is a guy. He was just amazing. He was the sophomore of the year last season in this division. So when you look at what they got going on, I think they got the capabilities to step in there and do it. But a lot of shoes to fill because you lost Brown on the defensive side of the ball. Amenihu is another guy that's lost. Gillespie on the defensive line. A lot of guys, actually Gillespie is offensive, but a lot of guys that are going to have to take that step forward for this football team to replace the seniors because it was a big time loss for this football team. But really, I mean, looking at the season and what's going on as far as coming up for the Rowlett Eagles, I think
depending on what Coach Stevens did, we lost our two kickers. I mean, we lost Josh Williams to SMU, and we lost Drew Gliss to Baylor. And those two guys, you're talking about the number one, number two kickers in the country. And so now we're left holding the bag. I'll even say it. I don't even know who's going to take that step in because I don't know the roster as well as I wish that I knew at this point there, Bill.
Well, and then I'll tell you right now, the leader that's looking on the kicking and punting side is Alvin Kenworthy. Now, he's going to be, talk about large fill, shoes to fill. He's got to fill four shoes, not just two shoes. He's got to
exactly.
fill four of them because having those guys kicking and both going to Division I teams. So, yeah, he definitely got some shoes to fill, but I tell you what, he's a big boy. He's 6'3" and 180 pounds for a kicker. That's a great size.
That is a big. That's a big dude.
Absolutely. So, we'll see how he can do it. But I tell you what, if he took anything from the other two, then I really look forward to having a good season with him. But and then also remember that you do have Logan Bonner as a punter from the offensive side. We saw it a lot last year. So, It is big shoes to fill, but I think just based on the history with on the kicking side for this team, I think there's going to be some good opportunities. But I tell you what, I would not want to be Alvin Kenworthy because that's a lot of pressure to be falling up those two guys from last year.
It's quite interesting that you mentioned Logan Bonner as we were going into this segment, the first segment that brought you in on in the highlights, two kicks in that game where Logan Bonner just took the step back and pooched that, and how he gets the roll is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember the ball just rolling and rolling after he got it. So he has that part figured out as far as that kick, as far as that little pooch, to maybe sometimes get an opportunity to catch defenses not ready. So I think you're right. I think the fact that Logan Bonner can kick the ball is something, but I'm wondering, do you want Logan Bonner kicking the football, putting him in a position where he can get hit defensively, on the rush? I mean, he's getting it all the time at the quarterback position, but do you risk it one more time with the kick?
You know what? I do, and reason being is when he does that make that play, it's a quick two-step and kick, so I don't think there's enough pressure to get to him that quickly. And you're absolutely right. They have nobody back, and he only gets 20, 25 yards in the air, but then he gets another 20, 25 yards on the ground. So you're absolutely right. He's got that kick down. And he puts it deep in their territory. There was many times he kicked it within the 15-yard line because they had no kick returner back, and he was able just to get it over the defensive head and let it roll down there. So I don't think I don't see too much of a risk with it because it is pretty quick play.
Looking at the season, what's your expectations? I mean, obviously, my expectations are high. And I think the Rowlett Eagles, they just ran into the buzzsaw when they met the Mesquite Jaguars. That was just something that they didn't expect. I don't know if the field had anything to do with it. I just think this was a team that might have, at that point, met its match. Because if you remember correctly, I mean, we were at the Cotton Bowl. We called this game. And we just saw Rowlett Eagles team, unfortunately, not be able to really kind of, get really going in that game. So I think as far as improvements I'm looking for in big games is seeing the Rowlett Eagles being able to get out to that quick start.
Well, that's the key phrase that you said there, Sonny, is big game. They've learned how to play in big games, which they haven't had that opportunity in the past. So, a lot of your offensive coming back, to know how to play in that big game is going to be huge. You're absolutely right. I think, the first three games, their schedule is pretty much a carbon copy of what it was last year, just flip-flopping the home and visitors. So I think their non-conference is very favorable. I think they have an opportunity to really work on their game. So that way, when they get in the district, they have a good opportunity. This district's always a good district, but I don't see Rockwall having the season they had last year. They lost a lot of firepower off that team. And same with Sachse. Sachse lost some big guys, too. So, it's going to be a great season. It's going to be a great district. And I really expect to see Rowlett there towards the top of the district the whole season.
5 to 6 games on Thursday night.
5 or 6, something like that. And so we're talking about Friday Night Lights, but we're actually going to get a lot of action on Thursday nights.
Yeah, and that's okay, because now I don't have to get across town on Friday traffic. So that's going to be good. I'm going to call the UIL and thank them for that one. So, but yeah, it is. You know what? Sometimes when you have a Thursday night game, it highlights a little better because there's not as many games on Thursday night. So, hopefully you'll definitely get, be able to put Rowlett's name out there a little bit more and, more awareness of what we have going on there in the Rowlett, community.
He is Bill Sermon. He is the Eagle Eye. Anything that you want to make us aware of as we're getting ready for the season, the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team?
You know what? I'm looking forward to my second year doing this. I'm looking forward to see this team put up some numbers and have fun. You know, and being able to hear your touchdown call many, many times this year. So, no, I'm excited for a fun season. I think we're going to have a fun time doing it and hopefully see Raleigh go a little bit further in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, a lot of times we're going to be on the road. We're going to be down in Tyler for the Tyler Lee game. That's going to be, and if I'm not mistaken, that's a Thursday game. Well, so we're going to be doing a little bit of traveling around here in this area to bring those games here. Garland ISD approved, all set and ready to go. We are set with our credentials for all the games, whether it's Williams or whether it's HBK. Jake, we're all set and getting ready for the 2015 season there, Bill.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited, Sonny. Everybody make sure to bring your pens and papers. I'll sign anything that anybody needs.
You betcha. And this is the Eagle Eye. Not only is he the Eagle Eye, this guy can find some numbers. He'll give us something to look forward to before each and every game, quite possibly after the numbers start making themselves aware. Look forward to that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show with your coverage of the Rowlett Eagles. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to listen to the highlights of the game. Unfortunately, that the Rowlett Eagles didn't win, that would be against the Mesquite Jaguars. We'll listen to that after the break here from our sponsors here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We will be right back.
For all your Disney vacation needs, check out Ginger's Magical Travel, an independent travel specialist. Whether you're visiting Disneyland or visiting Disney World or going on a Disney cruise, give Ginger a call at 844-407-9668, extension 745, or contact her directly at 469-556-8931. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. At ACG Medical Supplies, our family is dedicated to helping yours, whether it be from electric scooters to power wheelchairs, manual wheelchairs, lift chairs, nebulizers, hospital beds, walkers, canes, diabetic supplies, or CPAP machine supplies. We have it all. Visit our showroom in the Timberlake Shopping Center. We're open on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66, Monday and Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are closed on Sundays. You can also shop online at acgmedical.net. ACG Medicals are proud sponsors of the Rowlett Boys Varsity Basketball Team. Go Eagles! And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. I'd like to take a couple of minutes and let everybody know we are on air because of our sponsors. If it wasn't for our sponsors, we would not be here. Now, that's where I come in and say, folks, when you're listening to the show, you hear our sponsors. If there's some kind of services that you can need, please, please, please use their services. They're the reason why we're on air. And, of course, our preseason and our pregame show being brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Make sure that you get in touch with her for all your realty needs. Our other sponsors, and we'd like to thank them very much, are Costlow Insurance, Grade Power Learning, Harlow Tree Surgery, Angels Creation Catering,
Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, Ginger's Magical Travel, Chang Lee's Taekwondo, Spirit Outfitters, Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, and ACG Medical Supplies. Also, folks, just to let you know, there is still some room if you wish to go ahead and advertise here with the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Give me Sonny Clark a call, 888-914-4420. That's 888-914-4420. We'll take care of your needs there and get your name out there. So, last promise, we're going to go ahead. We're going to jump into the game. Unfortunately, the Rowlett Eagles lost at the Cotton Bowl in the second round of the Texas State High School Football Playoffs.
Waiting on the snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. That looks good from here, and I think it is good. They give the signal good, so your Rowlett Eagles, they have taken a quick lead here on the Mesquite Orange Jaguars. It is three as the Rowlett Eagles get lined up. Four wide receiver set, two on each side. For your Rowlett Eagles, Marl's going to be the left to Logan Bonner. He's back to pass. Same curl play. Nope. Going downfield. Ball caught at the 35-yard line. And down to the 25 for your Rowlett Eagles with Dickens on the catch. And on the stop there was Kennedy, but that's going to push the ball down to the 25.
They're going to go for a long field goal.
Bill, they're placing this ball at the 36-yard line. This is going to be a 46-yard attempt. And let's see who's handling the kicking duties. It's Williams who's handling the kicking duties. Waiting for the snap. Ball is snapped high. Gets it down. Kick is up. And that might be good, ladies and gentlemen. It's gone! Long kick by the Rowlett Eagles. Josh Williams, nice kick. And able to get it through the uprights there, Bill. Comes fourth down for the Eagles as they look at the new play. Four wide receiver set, three on the near side, one on the far side. That's Lewis on the far. They get the snap. Bonner goes ahead. He backs up and puts a kick. And it's going to take the Rowlett roll. And it's going to come to rest at the 7-yard line before Dylan Watts puts his hand on it and downs it. And the Rowlett four wide receiver set for your Rowlett Eagles. Back to pass, Logan Bonner. Looking, puts the ball up in the air. Ball caught at the 38-yard line by your Rowlett Eagles. Good play. That's enough for a first down. It'll start the clock. Skinner on the stop, as well as Hall, and catching the ball. Josh Lewis talked about getting the ball to other people, and here comes first down for your Rowlett Eagles. Clock running at 41 seconds. Back to pass is Logan Bonner. Little screen pass. Ball caught at the 35. Now to the 30. Now to the 25 is Morrow. Clock down to 30 seconds. It's running. Bonner with the ball. First down and 10 at the 19-yard line. Gets the snap. He's back to pass and looking. Puts the ball in the air. Ball off the hands of the intended receiver there. That was Hearsap 47-yard field goal attempt by the Rowlett Eagles. So the Rowlett Eagles looking to try to take the lead here. Strugelis here. Ball is snapped. Kick is up. Now that one, if it's going to make it, it's good. That barely made it. That wind held that one up in the air, and it goes through, and the Rowlett Eagles are going to go in at halftime with a 16-13 lead. He goes ahead, delayed handoff to Morrow. Morrow's got some room. He pushes it up near the 33-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. He needed 12. He got 13. The Rowlett Eagles move the chain, and the clock is at a minute and 57 seconds and running. All right, so that's going to bring up second down and goal from the six for your Eagles. Two running backs in the backfield, two wide receivers. They hand it off over to the left-hand side, pushing his way, Dickens. Touchdown, Rowlett Eagles. And Dickens getting around that left-hand side, just following the blockers. And the Eagles now get into the end zone and put up another six, bringing the score 34-22 with 7 minutes and 20 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter.
And that's how the game ended at the Cotton Bowl as the Horned Jaguars beat your Rowlett Eagles 34-22 in the second round of the 2014-2015 varsity football season. Good season for the Rowlett Eagles as they finished with a great season as far as different results. Second round of the playoffs. So that's what happened. We're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show.
There is nothing that beats good home-cooked barbecue. Since 1941, Dickey's Barbecue has done all the cooking, and you take all the credit. Don't forget, for your next event, call the catering guy at 972-345-6424. That number again is 972-345-6424. Come see us today at our Rowlett location, 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110, in the Target Shopping Center. Whether you want to eat in or take it home, we will fix you up. Come visit us today at 5701 President George Bush Turnpike, Suite 110 in the Target Shopping Center. Also, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Dickies Rowlett. For lip-smacking, rib-tickling, knee-slapping, foot-stomping, great-tasting barbecue, come see us at Dickies Barbecue today.
Bonanza. Reap a bonanza with a free home, auto, or business insurance quote from Claso Insurance. Bundle your home and auto insurance and save a ton. Claso Insurance at the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, or on the web at ClasoInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Great Power Learning Center bases every student's individual plan on the result of our trademark dynamic diagnostic assessment. Great Power is one of the few learning centers that evaluates and trains cognitive abilities in conjunction with academic skills. Parents and teachers alike value our team approach because the end result is a more transformed student. Check out Great Power Learning Center located at 5435 North Garland Avenue in Garland, or give them a call at 972-675-9505.
Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all. Whether it's NRA certified classes, Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com.
The prospect of retirement can be exciting and scary at the same time. At Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, we have found many people either approaching or currently in retirement failed to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. What is it? How does it work? It's simply not a benefit that you start receiving at age 62. Because these decisions are so important, my firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. If you would like a complimentary copy of Social Security Maximization, please give our office a call today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the Rowlett Eagles boys varsity football team. And folks, it's been a fun hour, and you know, hour and a half, as we're going to go ahead and stretch it down to that hour and a half. But learning a little bit about what we saw last year, getting an idea of what we think we're going to see out on the football field as far as the Rowlett Eagles are concerned. And now, one thing we didn't do is really go through the stats that we're looking at, and sometimes when we're looking for stats, we don't get everything that we're always looking for to try to give you informed information, but we do our best to try to find it. But let's go to our quarterback Logan Bonner. As far as his passing was concerned, 171 of 308 attempts for 2,177 yards, 19 touchdowns, and only 8 interceptions. I think that's a huge number when you take a look at the Rowlett Eagles. 55.5% passing for Logan Bonner. Now, receiving, Ladarius Dickens, 57 receptions, 785 yards. He's averaged about 14.8 yards a catch with 8 touchdowns. Josh Lewis, 27 catches, 371 yards, 5 touchdowns. Chappelle,
He had 27 catches for 373 yards and a touchdown. Quentin Stenton, 21 catches, 283 yards and 4 touchdowns. Kobe Morrow also got in the business with 26 catches, 221 yards and a touchdown. Dylan Watts, 18 catches, 181 yards and a touchdown. Now, rushing the football, we saw a couple guys, about three of them actually. Kobe Morrow, though, handled most of the weight. 191 attempts for 947 yards, 8 touchdowns. Ladarius Dickens, 47 rushes, 313 yards, and 8 touchdowns. And Nick Johnson, 59 rushes, 245 yards, and 5 touchdowns as well. Logan Bonner, he rushed the ball 33 times for 69 yards and 2 touchdowns. So we got a good look at what we were hoping to be, something that was really big on the offensive side of the ball for the Rowlett Eagles. So the Rowlett Eagles, they go 7-3 in the regular season. I still think they should have been able to get that Garland Owls game. That should have ended up on their side. However, that's how the cookie crumbles. That being said, let's talk a little bit. Let's go back. First game of the year against Louisville, they went ahead and got the victory 24-21. Back on September 4th, they took on Lake Highlands. They got the victory there 37-25. Then they had to dust off some dust because they lost their quarterback. They lost to Keller as well, 28-0. And then they got Logan Bonner back out on the football field, brought him back slow. 21-17 victory over the Lakeview Centennial Patriots. That was a big game for the Rowlett Eagles on what they were doing. Also, after that, the biggest game, I think, of the year. I think it turned the season around for the Rowlett Eagles. It was the victory against the Lee Red Raiders, 35-30. And then the tough loss in overtime, 36-31 against the Garland Owls. That was quite possibly the most entertaining game of the season for the Rowlett Eagles, the one I enjoyed the most. North Garland, they got the 35-0 win against the Raiders. The Rockwall game, they lost to Rockwall, 48-21, and that was a big rushing attack coming from the Yellow Jackets. The Neyman Forest Rangers, they got the victory against them, 44-0. Then they came back in the last game of the season, they got the victory 48-20. And that was the one that really kind of defined the season, I think. It was the last game of the year. The mayor was at that game as well. It was a great game at the Williams Field for the Rowlett Eagles to get that victory to push into the playoffs. And then they went into the playoffs and went down, played at Baylor in the 2014 UIL State Football Championships. They got the victory against the Shoemaker Gray Wolves 33-6, and then they took the loss at the Cotton Bowl in the second round to Horn, the Jaguars, 34-22. And that was going to be a very, very tough game anyway. Both teams were a very good, solid defensive team out on the football field. Some things that happened, and we will probably be talking about it all year long, and that's about Logan Bonner. Logan Bonner is going to be the leader of this team, and we say it all the time, whether it's the NFL, whether it's college football, or even if you listen to the Couch Potato Sports Show on the indoor football game, it really is about how far your quarterback is going to be able to take you. And so when the Rowlett Eagles start to take the field this year, they're definitely going to lean on the quarterback position and Logan Bonner in his senior year. And he's going to go ahead and head on over after the season. He's going to play for Arkansas State. So that's something to keep your eye on as far as guys that move on after this year. Charles Omenihu, he's gone. He's went ahead, and he is now going to be playing as far as his college career is concerned for the Texas Longhorns. A big, big time thing for the Rowlett Eagles. And Charles Omenihu, and that guy last year, I gave him the defensive MVP. The guy was in the backfield so much it was unbelievable, and I hope this young man gets the opportunity to get in and get on the field with Charlie Strong and the Texas Longhorns. I think that's going to be a great season out there for him. We'll be definitely keeping our eye open for him and see where he ends up. But taking a look back at the Rowlett Eagles and what they did, you can say what you want, but the Rowlett Eagles, they led this district in reality. When you look at this situation as far as who made what, as far as awards were concerned, It was leading the way for the Rowlett Eagles. It was McNeese Eggman. He was named Defensive Most Valuable Player, as he has got something going on. Now, I think we're going to see a lot from him this year as he moves on. And how about the sophomores making a big impact? They get the sophomores Defensive Player of the Year, as well as the Offensive Player of the Year. Trenton Gordon on the defense, Ladarius Dickens on the offense. And I will tell you, that was something that was really, really huge for the Rowlett Eagles this year. And we're going to see a lot of them this year as well, as Rowlett had 17 players named to two teams as far as awards were concerned. And those are big, big-time numbers when you look at it, as far as 12 honorees, 5 on the first team, and 12 on the second team. You just don't get much better than that when you take a look at where your Rowlett Eagles were concerned. Let's take a look at the schedule. We're going to get on out of here. The first game is at HBJ Stadium on August 27th. It is a Thursday game. They will take in on the Louisville Fighting Farmers. That was the team last year that they barely got the victory against. So that's going to be a very interesting game as far as where the Farmers are going to be looking at and trying to get back and get a little revenge from last year. Then a Friday game, September 4th, they will be at Wildcat Ram Stadium, Lake Highlands, and that game is at 7:30. So that one will be on the road. Then they're on the road again, September 10th at Keller Stadium, taking on Keller. Then the Rowlett Eagles on September 18th, Friday, they'll be at HBJ Stadium, taking on the Lakeview Centennial Patriots at 7:30. That's going to be a good game as well. September 24th is a Thursday night. They will be in Tyler at Rose Stadium, taking on the Tyler Lee Red Raiders at 7 p.m. And then it's that all-important homecoming game on October 2nd, as the Rowlett Eagles will be at HBJ Stadium, taking on the Garland Owls. Then they got that open date after that, October 9th, that's a Friday, and then they'll turn around, hit the field on Thursday at Williams Stadium, taking on the North Garland Raiders. October 23rd, they'll be taking on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets at HB Stadium, quite possibly the most important game of the season at that time. Then they will be at Williams Stadium on October 29th, taking on the Nama Forest Rangers, and then a big game at the end of the year, Friday, November 6th, against the Sachse Mustangs at HBJ Stadium. So it's turning out to be one of those seasons, kind of like when you looked at the season and what you've seen, it's the same thing, except this time, the Rowlett Eagles will be in Keller. They'll be looking to get a little revenge against Keller. So, but you look at the schedule, it's about the same schedule that you saw last year. But a lot of Thursday games in reality when you take a look at the Rowlett Eagles as far as this season is concerned. And when you looked at it, there is a total of 5 Thursday night games for the Rowlett Eagles. So they'll be front and center taking on the big games this year and getting a lot of attention with those games. Like the Eagle Eye said, I think that's going to be really, really huge for the Eagles, as Logan Bonner will be right there at center stage. So that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show with your coverage of the Rowlett Eagles and their varsity football team. We will be bringing you all 10 of those games, so make sure that you keep your eyes and ears open. You can always listen to the game live. Make sure you charge your cell phone. Bring your headphones. You can always call in and listen to the game live, 347-215-7497. That is the number that you can listen to the game live or at home, or get on the website at www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagles Sports. All one word, of course, when you are putting them in the World Wide Web. So check that out and don't miss out on it. Also, as we move into probably mid-December, that's when we're going to kick off our basketball coverage. We are going to try to get some of those preseason games, those tournament games. We're going to get those games as much as we can. We're still trying to work with the districts to try to be able to get in and call those games. So that should be exciting as we'll be bringing you the 2014-2015 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team and the 2015 and 2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity basketball team. So, always fun stuff here on the Couch Potato Sports Show as we go into our third year of covering football. Again, I'd like to thank our sponsors because they are the reason why you are hearing this coverage here. So, make sure if you get the opportunity to be able to use some of the services from the sponsors here in 2015-2016. We very much appreciate it. Let them know you heard it here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the coverage of the Rowlett Eagles. And, of course, we'd like to thank Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, Keller Williams agent. She is our main sponsor for the pregame shows as well as the commercials. And more commercials coming from Costlow Insurance, Great Power Learning, Harlow Tree Surgery, Angels Creations Catering, Ginger's Magical Travel, Chang Lee's Taekwondo, Spirit Outfitters, Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, ACG Medical Supplies, and Stevens Heating and Air Conditioning. Thanks for all of our sponsors. We will be catching you a little bit later as August 28th, it kicks off at HBJ Stadium as your Rowlett Eagles are at home taking on the Louisville Fighting Farmers. And that live coverage happens on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network. And what we're going to do now, thanks for everybody who are listening. We're going to go into it as the Couch Potato Sports Show. It is our 1,000th episode here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Hang out with us here tonight as we will reminisce about the first 999, talk about the things that are happening in sports here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.